I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Superintendent Brian DeAugustine from the Nice Community Schools for an update on what's happening in the district.
You know, it's hard to believe that the winter sports season is about to begin already. I know that, we still have some football with the schools in the area wrapping up as they work their way through the playoffs, but you see basketball's bouncing in the gym and swimmers and divers getting back in the pool. It's amazing that we're already that far into the year.
What are some of the things that are on the docket right now that are heading into, let's say, the end of the calendar year?
You know, one of the things we're doing at NICE right now is we're exploring the creation of an alumni association. We have very active and proud alumni, of course, but they've kind of been on their own. The different classes do their own thing, and we have a great softball tournament in the summertime that brings a lot of former graduates back. But we'd like to formalize it a little bit. You know, we surpassed our 40th year of existence, so we're kind of at that place now where, we've got some people who have gone off into the world and done some really great things, and we'd like to, provide a more formalized, cohesive unit for them to report back to.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about that. I guess I never really gave it that thought, but when you look at some of the surrounding districts, Ishpeming, Nagani, they've been there for decades upon decades that they can have an alumni association that can go far back. With Nice Community Schools, it's relatively new, so getting to 40 years, it is a good idea to think about that now, isn't it?
It truly is. We're very young as schools go, at least in terms of Westwood High School and its existence and our Aspen Ridge facility. Mm-hmm. That was built in 1997, so yeah, we are young, and we need to make sure that we have an organized platform for our alumni to maintain their activities and stay in touch, and they give back to the kids a lot through scholarships and things like that, and we'd like to promote that a little bit more.
What are some of the other things that are coming up on the school year calendar?
In conjunction with that, and this is just a working title, we're not quite sure what we're going to call it yet, but we're creating a group at the school to tie some of our leadership groups together, like National Honor Society and Student Council, and we're going to call them the Patriot Club, and they're going to be there to help support the Alumni Association and do some work for them so that, they'll pick maybe two or three projects over the course of the year to kind of leave their legacy and tie those leaders together from the different organizations that do many, many things over the course of a school year.
It's a really good idea to get the current students involved in that. It'll probably foster a better feeling of ownership. How important is that?
It really is. We think that it lays the groundwork for, their connection with the school when they go off into the world and make their mark. And of course, some of the adults in the Alumni Association really stressed getting some help with technology and social media. And there's nobody better versed with that than, a teenager in high school.
Yeah.
And we hope that leads to allow them to have a connection to their school for the rest of their life.
Brian DeAugustine is with us. He's the superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. As part of our Tuesday morning superintendent series, I'm sure you got a few other things out there you want to make sure that people know about. What else is happening?
We absolutely do, yes. We're continuing to explore our facilities and, kind of lay the groundwork for how we want to enhance them and perhaps expand them moving into the future. So I've been visiting the different townships in our district to make a little presentation to show them, what we're thinking and invite them to weigh in. We've had some community meetings as well, where we've invited members of our district to come in and talk to us about, how they feel about the school now that we're 40 years old and where they'd like to see us go in the next 40 years.
What are you hearing and what are you looking at?
People are very supportive. We've always had a very strong sinking fund out there. It's, passed each time very handily, and it really provides us with some revenue to, beautify and enhance the campus as we move forward each year. And we want to make sure that we're on the right track and we're making the improvements that the community supports and wants to see.
Well, let's talk about a few other things that are on the docket, because we're looking here now at going into the end of the calendar year. You've got some holidays coming up, breaks, all of that. What's the latest?
Yes, we always brag about our fine arts and our performing arts department, so we'll have a big holiday winter concert that'll be coming up that's always well attended. We put a little over 1,000 people per show in our high school gymnasium for our elementary Christmas concert, and it's just great to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then our theater department was so successful with a musical called Nonsense last year they found Nonsense 2, so they're putting that on currently, and it's just a great show. It's really funny. The kids are just so talented, mm-hmm. and our directors do a great job of bringing out the best in those kids, so mm-hmm. those will be coming up. We just got our audit done for this fiscal year, and the Mining Journal did a little article about us and how we came out of the recession in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, with the Eagle Mine and the Humboldt processing plant that's in our district, that's really, you know, we've seen the end of kind of the toughest economic times.
What does that mean for the district with having those? Is it you're looking at it from the tax base or the employment, that there's more people in the district? What are the benefits?
You know, both, actually. Both the Humboldt processing plant and the Eagle Mine itself employ, you know, several hundred people, so that's very good for us. It increases our revenue structure, so that's also really good. And our district just, in the words of the Mining Journal and in our own assessment as well, you know, we did a good job of kind of bearing down in those tough times back in, the late 2000s there, 2009 and 10, and, came from some pretty difficult economic times and saw our way through, and now things are really looking up. So our auditors were very pleased with the progress of our district.
Before we let you go here this morning, any other key bits of information that you want to make sure people know about what's happening at the NICE district?
You know, we continue to make sure that we stress academic achievement. That's very important. And we continue to wait for the state to get its act together with the MSTEP test results. So, I don't know how much that's on the minds of parents. They typically don't ask too many questions about standardized tests. It seems like that's something that they know their kids have to do, and they're pretty laid back about it. But as soon as we have those in our hands, we will mail them out and make sure that people know how their kids did on a test they took last spring.
That's the comments of NICE Community Schools Superintendent Brian DeAugustine. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.